Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the things the church and Christians need in these last days to stay strong for God. Let's end the week with that thought today. You won't win that war if Jesus Christ is not first. He's got to be first, and it's got to be yours with a purpose. I shared with our congregation here recently on Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, where it tells us that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God, neither would he defile himself with the king's meat or with the wine. And so the prince of the eunuchs tells, hey, you can't do this. And he says, you'll cause me to be in danger of my head to the king Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful person to ever live as far as his authority was concerned. And don't do that. He says, well, give us a 10-day trial. See, Daniel arrived at his purpose, the purpose in his heart not to sin against God. He purposed that because he knew the Old Testament scriptures, and those scriptures told him not to eat of that kind of food or to drink that kind of drink, of the alcoholic beverage. Now, there are those, because they just drank it with a meal. It's not that they were getting drunk. Those are those that preach for social drinking, but that pretty well says a statement against it, does it not? Be careful, preachers that are always trying to justify the flesh. Be careful of Christian colleges that you go to, and they all of a sudden are full of Calvinism. All of a sudden, things that were wrong, right? They'll put some of their professors that'll write books, and it's all of a sudden all right to social drink. They'll have art galleries, and they'll have a completely nude woman painted on it because it's a painting. It's all right to have pornography in their sight. I don't care how professional the painter is and whether he's the best painter in the world, pornography is pornography. And so don't try to justify it as art. If you want to call it art, then call it abominable art, because it's abomination in God's sight, although men think it's great. And evidently, there are some that call themselves a fundamentalist that are pseudo-fundamentalists. So know God's purpose. Know the purpose of God for your life. Then endeavor to make his purpose for you your life of purpose, that you may glorify God to the fullest. Is that not what Daniel did? He found out God said, don't eat this drink. Don't eat this food. Don't drink this drink. And so that became the purpose. It wasn't that Daniel figured this out. God told him what he could eat, not eat, what he could drink, could not drink. And so he went by God's word, and he made it a purpose he was willing to die for. So make the purpose of God, not your purpose, the purpose of God for your life to be your purpose. Then secondly, seek the will of God for your life and his eternal goals by his will for your life. Then you'll find that self-discipline and commitment will be the bridge between setting out in his will and reaching the goals that he had for you. And whatever would make you quit or leave the place that God has for you is the very thing that reveals what has more power over you than God. I fought that battle myself at times. Then finally, start the day, each day in God's word, asking him to show you something specific for that day that would have eternal significance, especially if this were your last day on earth. So this is what we need when the church is persecuted. This is what we need to lead our homes. This is what we need in our walk with Jesus Christ. And we need one another's prayers. But one another needs to be able to pray with power. We need that help as the world persecutes. If you have a godly pastor who's preaching the word as it is to men as they are, as Jesus, testifying their works, they were evil, telling them what was right and telling them what was wrong. If you have that kind of pastor, pray for him to stay this course. We need one another's love. We need one another's prayer. We need one another's encouragement. You see, it's a heart issue, and it's also a love issue. I'm going to close out this portion and ask you as a Christian, who is first in your heart and life? These messages are on our website that our announcer gives to you at the end of each day's broadcast. And you can go to that website and you can re-listen to these radio broadcasts we did today. And you can do that each day and the ones that we've done in the past days. You can go back and listen to it. So if you just went back and started at verse 22 through 24 and listened to this, you'd get much and really all the other things as well. Maybe some things, even though you heard them, that all of a sudden hit you differently. You say, wow, I didn't realize that. But what I'm saying is, here we are. We're talking about whatsoever we ask and keeping his commandments and doing those things that please him. Is that true in your life? Is doing the things that please him only a matter of convenience, or is it a matter of commitment? And there's the commandment there to believe, that is, rely upon the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. That's his commandment. It's on the level of the Ten Commandments. And then he said, that keepeth his commandment, obeys, guards, dwells in him. He's first. He's above all and in all. That's what we need in these last days. Before the return of Christ, before the rapture. You see it all about you. It's in all the world about us. It's in America as well. Almost amoral society where anything goes. The churches look like rock and roll places. They dance like a strip club almost, and they have all their ways of dressing and drinking and so forth, that church is no way in any manner associated with the holiness of God. They're getting a lot of philosophy and psychology, but not the Word of God. No respect for God in the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look. He's not exalted. And as we stand, we get attacked. We need people that can see these things and will stand together and pray, not attacking each other, only attacking sin. When you have a problem with somebody, going to that person instead of everybody else around them. My friend, will you stand up for Jesus? Will you end the battle? And hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, the Satan has increased his attacks, I think, in these last days. So it's time for us to increase our reliance, our faith, our trust in the Lord. We've got to go beyond word and tongue and go into deed and truth concerning the things of God. You would say, Pastor, Brother Andy Bloom, preacher, I don't take a lot in what you call me, but I will say this. I do want you to be right with God. You just say, Pastor, preacher, Brother Andy, I want to be one that stands for the Lord. I want all for Jesus. then would you just pray silently? I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I perform would only be words if we didn't mean it. But follow. And as I pray aloud, maybe you'll pray silently in your heart in agreement. Our precious Heavenly Father, oh, forgive us. Our churches are as the dens of iniquity. We are maybe just a lighter shade of gray of their dark sin. Our redness is less of the red blood of Jesus Christ and more the crimson and red sin of this world and its scarletness. Lord, I pray that Christ will be all in all in our hearts and lives. You'll be first. We'll go back to being faithful to God's house. We'll be back to faithful back to those that preach the word. We'll be back to being faithful to praying, to witnessing, to being in the Word of God on a daily basis, that it will be the purpose of our heart to not defile ourselves with this world, but to rather glorify Christ. And may this be the nucleus that should your return or the rapture not be very soon as we would want it to be, that we might be the nucleus for a revival, that you can work a revival through us in this country and around the world. And we would ask this in that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friend, if you've just been listening to this and God has spoken to you through it, would you write us and let us know? Email us or whatever. We're not looking for pats on the back. We're just looking for people that are supporting us with prayer and that you're standing with us. But also let me just say this, is that let your pastor know. Let your pastor know of decisions to walk closer to the Lord, and let him know that you want to be in your local church the man that God wants you to be, and then be that person. Make it a purpose in your heart. Be committed. Let it be more than a convenience. Let it be a commitment, a love commitment. And then finally, find another Christian, maybe a new Christian. Maybe a Christian that's been in your church for years. Their spiritual life just doesn't seem to shine at all. Befriend them. Speak of the things of God's Word and the Lord. Edify them in Christ. Together, produce labors for Christ, who will be the witnesses and testimonies that are needed around this globe. Well, I want to thank you for listening to Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my